Welcome to my talk. I will talk about how to make computer graphics. Now, some of you may know how to do this. You know, it's pixels, right? But there are kind of different ways to approach this, and I will talk about this for a bit. So one way to make computer graphics is rasterization. This is, I have an example. You probably know it. But let's look at this. So I have this example right here. Let me fly around a bit. So basically, you can make these kind of scenes, right? But in the end, if you zoom in enough, it's all triangles. So it's just a bunch of triangles, and then you have something that looks pretty. So that's one way to make computer graphics, right? There's also ray tracing that has become even more popular in recent years because now you can do real-time ray tracing. So let me show an example of that. So ray tracing, at least in kind of the original days back then, you will see a lot of spheres because those are kind of the quintessential ray tracing thing. So here's an example, right? You have lots of these spheres and some lights hitting them and so on, and it looks cool and so on. And that's just a different way of making computer graphics. I will skip forward to the next one that I know of. You can do something which I call simple masks. It's not really an industry term. I just wanted something that was quick to write down. I have an example here. So let's find a good example. Maybe this one is not so. Let's look at this one is good, right? Because you have here a circle and a square, and they are kind of doing this kind of XOR thing over time. So they are intersecting with each other, and then they are kind of making a nice mask of which pixels to make black and which to make white. And it's just like a formula. You know the formula of a circle, you know the formula of a square, and then you can kind of put them together in fun ways. And you can extend this in several kind of nice, like this is just a bunch of squares, but then they're rotated and distorted a bit. So you can make kind of nice graphics in that way also. So these things I just showed you, I mean, there's only a subset. There are so many more ways to make graphics on the computer, but they all kind of share the attribute that you describe them in a top-down manner, in the sense that you want to draw a scene, and then you describe it either in terms of, let's say, triangles or objects that you can ray trace, or these masks that I showed you. So it's very like you describe the scene, and then you have some mechanism of rendering that.